Right now, we talk about ticket kryptonite, and this happened very early on the show when Mushmouth Thomas broke into the studio. In fact, I think Mushmouth's out in the cubicle area right now. I'm going to open the door and see if
he comes. Come in for a second here, John.
Okay, wait for the door open, would you?
What's going on? Because you want to break you.
So you guys don't want me on in this segment?
No, we want you on. And stop
it. That just killed Rich. Now, you did something there with Mushmouth. I like it when you can understand him and he's hosting like Saturday Night Live. I like that, Mushmouth. When he gets to the point where you can't understand him, I'm kind of like Rich. It knocks me down a few pegs. Yeah, and I don't like that one. But when you make it when you can understand him, I like that.
Now, Mushmouth Tom came out of the Burrito Jimmy series,
Mushmouth
right?
Thomas.
Yes. That's where he came from, that farm system.
That's a bad farm system.
I don't know about that.
The Burrito Jimmy farm system is bad.
But it brought up the subject of ticket kryptonite. And everybody has kryptonite in their lives. It's always a weird thing, you know. It could be some celebrity that just drains you and you don't exactly know why.
Mm-hmm. Gordon Keith. But
come on.
You can't figure it out, but it just drains you.
Yeah.
Okay. So we all have things up here at the ticket. Now, among the three of us on the morning show, we all each have our individual kryptonite. And it's so funny what will be one man's kryptonite, the other two guys just freaking love.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I have the least amount of kryptonite among the three of us, between you, me, and Craig.
Craig accuses me of having like a million of them. I don't have that many.
You do. You have more than anybody else.
Actual kryptonite to where it just knocks me off my feet? I think I only have like two or three.
Well, VSBB is one of them.
But that's not a voice, though.
It's still kryptonite to you.
Vaginal slice born is a kryptonite to
you. And it should be.
Fake tiger is kryptonite to you.
No. That's not true. Yeah,
Give me some torturous explanation
it's
here.
It's not torturous. The character is funny. The voice, funny. Jokes, most of the time, 90% of them hilarious. But for some reason, since day one, he has hung on to... When he goes into that...
That's greatness.
You might as well just take a club and beat me upside the head.
See?
Well, he has to identify who his dad Earl is.
No, he doesn't.
And
how that is being... How there's been a recurring theme with him, I don't know. I don't understand.
See, the problem is,
and I think it is now, just to gig me. And if you're trying to gig me by doing that, you're defeating the bit.
No, people like that part of the bit. I like that part of the bit.
Hate it.
Rich, do you like that part of the bit?
It's not my favorite.
What?
Sure.
I'm telling you, Rich is second on this list of people that has kryptonite around here.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, you do.
It's not kryptonite for me on that, but it does annoy me.
You cannot count Fake Tiger as a whole because I support him. I help write him. I like Fake Tiger.
All I know is every time, like around 8:05, when we try to decide what we're doing at 8:40, when Fake Tiger is mentioned, you moan. And you groan.
Well, because I know what's coming.
Doesn't even sound like him. All right, another piece of your kryptonite, Giorgio, is the fake Michelle Wee.
Yes, has no redeeming quality whatsoever.
You're crazy.
Comedic or otherwise.
She's so scared and cold.
Frightened.
Doesn't make any sense.
Shivering.
but not funny, which is...
oh, my gosh. Here it is.
Basically why we're doing characters.
Now, the fake Mark Cuban is kryptonite of yours.
Yeah.
You're always powered down when
And I don't get that.
That.
That's a strong
character.
Is it?
Yes.
I don't know about that.
Just he always works in dance moves.
Oh.
Jenga.
Okay, that's three. That's three of mine. I don't think I have any more than that.
Every time I mention doing fake Wade, you groan.
Mm-hmm. That's not true. Those are two great characters. Just don't overexpose them.
Now, I got to admit, my fake kryptonite, my real kryptonite is kind of fake Jerry.
Come on.
I know.
You're just tired of doing it.
It's like the
Stones playing Satisfaction. You're tired of it.
Didn't we exhaust his material about 8 years
not
ago? Maybe
no.
Somewhere around there?
No, absolutely not.
Especially when we added Wade into the mix with him every week.
Yeah.
So great.
Yeah, you take that off.
I tell you a bit of kryptonite for Giorgio on the fake Wade, fake Jerry, as we pull the curtain back here on the ticket. You hate the end when there's some story about Jerry taking Wade deep into the woods with a snow shovel.
Another one that shouldn't be,
and I think should be recreated each week. I think that's the highlight.
Nope, that's where we disagree. Boy, we're really peeling the curtain back here. But no, you can't say that's a kryptonite because I love that bit. I think that's great.
All right, another bit of Giorgio's kryptonite, Carlton Maxwell.
Wrong. Love that character.
Nah, you always moan and groan.
No, I don't.
Throw him out there.
I don't either. I love Carlton Maxwell.
Now, Craig, who isn't here to defend himself, he has a whole category of kryptonite.
Musical humor?
Musical humor. Yeah, anytime Giorgio and I bring up anything that has to do with music, Craig glazes over.
Yeah.
We could have the funniest parody song in the world, but...
He doesn't like the music on Flight of the Conchords, which is awesome. I mean, that is great musical humor there.
He hates musical humor. And so many times when I'm writing a character and everything, bouncing lines off of Giorgio and that sort of thing, how many times has it been where you and I are dying laughing over there on that side of the table, and we look over at Junior, and he's just sitting down looking at his computer, hearing everything we're saying.
No,
nothing tickles
reaction.
His funny bone.
Nothing. Nothing whatsoever.
Killjoy.
All right, what he has another one besides music.
I think he hates Clarence.
Yeah, he hates Clarence.
He won't admit it, but I think he hates Clarence.
Oh, he may not be alone in that.
Uh-oh.
What?
Wow.
That's a kryptonite for you?
I just don't think there's any mileage left in Clarence.
Wow.
Yeah, I think
you are insane in the head is what you are.
All right, Matt emails and says his kryptonite is Bob Sturm. He's just got this one guy on the ticket.
I'm sure everyone has a, not just a character, but...
But a person here on the ticket that just absolutely defeats them.
Yeah.
Fernando.
Here's John saying the My Dad Earl tangent is absolute greatness. If you drop that from take Fake Tiger, I will hate Fake Tiger. Wow.
There's still plenty more there.
Gordon, I support you. My Dad Earl bits are sheer sports genius. You are the Einstein of sports comedy.
See, you know what? We've got to quit throwing that word around so much. That is such an overused word, that genius.
Jesse emails and says, you're forgetting the other George kryptonite, Nigel.
Mm-hmm.
Nigel really powers...
And that proved to be the kryptonite of the P1. He was voted off.
No, he says that George had him offed.
That's not true. We had a vote.
That was under your orders.
We had an on-air vote.
Okay.
And he lost because the character sucked.
Now, here's one that's one of my kryptonites. So much so that I have refused to do this character probably for the past, I don't know, 10 years. Cleo Mortimer.
And he needs to come back.
No, Daniel emailed and even suggested that his kryptonite is Cleo Mortimer. So, see, all the P1s agree.
And one guy!
Well, all the ones surveyed here in this particular email.
All right, and why don't we do Back Fat and Slappy, the old caddies? And
Craig killed them all.
Right. That a Craig.
That's a kryptonite for him, and those guys were funny.
They were funny.
Craig killed
they
them all.
Played down there, white bra.
Exactly. They need to be resurrected.
John emails and says, I love all ticket... Very oddly worded.
Okay.
I love all ticket except the auto-tune promo.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't had a lot of mixed reaction on that. I've had a ton of good reaction on that.
He says he turns his radio off and counts to 60 and then turns it back on.
See, now the auto-tune and music is whipping me, but that's why we did it. That was the whole idea behind it. There's so much auto-tune out there. We thought we'd do a promo like that, and it's funny.
I don't understand this. My kryptonite is your H spot. What's H spot?
That's next to the G on the...
I haven't been on the air for a while.
Is that why?
The hot spot?
I guess. Do women have an H spot? I think I found that a few times, too.
Whatever. He hadn't found beans.
Derek says, my kryptonite is Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
Wow.
Okay. Now, you're not allowed to do a whole show.
No.
You got to pick one person. And some people, Giorgio's is kryptonite. Some people, I'm the kryptonite. Dan McDowell, I think, gets a lot of kryptonite votes as far as a person.
This guy says, Matt says, my ticket kryptonite is whenever Gordo bogs down during segments with something completely off topic.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when does that happen?
Like mucus bags on a donkey?
Yeah. Like that.
This says...
That doesn't even make sense.
And see, Chris emails and says his kryptonite is Bob Sturm's lean back and over talk to the mic. What is that?
I don't know.
I can give you another one I think we will all agree on.
Hmm.
If we have to hear that smell or the Dragnet theme ever again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Norm always forces those in.
Can we fix that?
I think of another one that's more ticket general than just characters. Is, and I've noticed this is a disease in two particular team members. And that is the over-casualness. When they get nervous, they go over-casual on the air.
Who's guilty of this?
I know Corby does it. I think he acknowledges that he does that. When he gets nervous, he gets real over the casual and starts manning and duding and, you know, and that sort of thing. When he gets nervous, that's what he does. But I tell you, someone else who I've noticed doing this, I think I've noticed it, is Bob. Bob
and again.
Starts a show and he, look at that gun and, way too casual to prepare any remarks or anything like that. Just gets real casual.
In Bob's defense, that's the hardest part of the show to
do.
Is
the starting.
How do you start? How do you possibly start a show?
Right. I agree. Okay. More coming in here.
Ribby. Someone brings up Ribby.
Yeah. Hey, I'm right there with you. Let's kill off Ribby. Jonathan says, Chris right House's here. HSOs are very defeating.
Chris is a good guy.
He is a good guy, but do we like his commentary between top 10 items? I've noticed he just kind of restates whatever opinion's just been said
It's his chance to kind of fire off what he thinks.
But he thinks the same thing that the guy just said.
Sometimes.
Skinlon and Brothers, worst characters ever. They are my ticket kryptonite. Sign Will.
I agree.
Giorgio applauds that. Yep. And that's another one that you hate that Craig and I support.
It's not a kryptonite, but I think it's properly done once a year.
Brandon says his kryptonite is Norm. Okay. Norm's a sweet old man.
Any of that.
Another Skin Lonin's vote.
Here's a guy. Daniel says he wants Cleo Mortimer back.
No.
Bring back Cleo. I'm going to start a campaign.
P1's
Bring back
hate
Cleo
Mortimer, and so do
football
I.
Football season.
Cleo and Buck.
Benny says, and why Buck. Today doesn't suck is my kryptonite. About that. James says, Norm eating on the air is my kryptonite. Here's another Mushmouth. Says we need to get Mushmouth. He says Mushmouth and Craig Rosengarten are his kryptonite ticket.
Aren't they the same?
What does that mean?
Hey, Steve brings up a good one here. He says my ticket kryptonite is mustache bet talk.
Yeah.
I'm kind of with him on that.
It started off as a good idea, and then it just, no one wants to hear about it now. Although, I am interested to see the mustaches now. And they are taking shape.
Giorgio, I've probably gotten 20 emails so far since we started this segment about the auto-tune promo. People not liking that.
Really?
Sports talk, stop, ticket, blow my speakers up.
I got a lot of...
I kind of like that.
Yeah, good reaction on that.
Here's a guy who says we need to fire Gribble, that he's everyone's ticket kryptonite. No, I don't know about that. You got any more over there? Sports panties sucks, Bob Sturm sucks, and male enhancement commercials suck, according to Joshua. Allison. Okay, now this is very rare. Allison emails and says that her kryptonite, it's interesting because her kryptonite is the what every girl I hear from, their favorite on the ticket. The ticket mouse. Every girl I ever met loves the ticket mouse.
It's
and
mine
Allison
too.
Says that it's her. Whoa! Stop the show.
Well, I gotta tell you, it might be the only thing we do that. Just not a fan. No.
That proves it. Fernando and I are the exact opposites. Ticket mouse is hilarious.
Well,
that voice is hilarious. He's had.
Well,
great
you like
jokes.
Animal humor too.
Yeah, yes. You're way over the top.
How
goofy
could you
about
listen
animal.
To that voice and not say that that is a funny voice?
I'm gonna say one thing. It's stupid.
Yes. Well, and it's funny.
Well, most of the things we do are in
it's
that
funny.
Category.
No. But.
Okay, that confirms
not
that the Ticket Mouse's greatness if Fernando hates it.
Allison also says she hates Norman the Goose.
Really?
Is that the fake one? Is that the fake
best.
One or the
yeah,
real
the
one?
Fake one?
I love the fake Norman
that's
the Goose.
That's the best.
Well,
that's
one of my favorites.
Jim says the fake Rush Limbaugh voice bogs down a segment.
Uh-oh, see, I like that too. Here's my ticket kryptonite from Tony is T.C. Fleming.
T.C. tries real hard.
Here's another. Ribby's my kryptonite. George,
too hard.
This says George claims your great Paul Harvey is his kryptonite. Is that true? You
no.
hate my fake Paul Harvey?
No, that's not true.
Okay, you just watch yourself.
It's just a little uncomfortable now that he's passed, but no.
Has he?
Yeah.
Norm's lip smacking is my kryptonite. That comes to us from Easy Court. He said, I'd rather stab my eyes out than hear Norm lip smack every 0.2 seconds.
The problem is, he downs a pound cake before he goes on the air, and then he has to.
Why does he do that?
I don't know.
He's got so much other time to eat. All right, we're still getting a lot more in here. Perhaps we'll revisit this segment some other time. Ticket Kryptonite. What is yours?
835.